say that when charges were made, a member of the White House staff, John Dean, was implicated in the planning of the burglary at the Democratic headquarters. Mr. Dean came to the president to suggest that he, Dean, be permitted to testify before the grand jury now inquiring into the matter. The president encouraged Mr. Dean to do so, to clear his name, and offered to waive any executive privilege which might be an impediment to his testifying. Mr. Dean will inform the U.S. attorney of his intention and desire to testify at the grand jury's convenience. The president feels that since charges of a serious legal nature have been leveled, the judicial grand jury forum is the proper one in which to have the facts heard, with probably something else, I don't know, need a word in there. Confidentiality, I don't think is a point, but that looks like covered off, but something like that. This in terms of John Dean clearing his name, you're in a stronger position than if you say, I want you to go down there and clear the White House or the crowd or something. I think Mitchell had a problem with it. What did you stop me? The president's asked me to say that when charges were made, that under the White House staff, John Dean was implicated in the planning of the burglary of the Democratic headquarters. When charges were made, when?
What I mean is, I want to indicate why I waited 5 days, so I must say that when charges were made yesterday, that's what we got.
We're currently
yeah. When the charges were reported to have been made to a Senate committee yesterday, in private session, in private session, in secret session. Up to that time, that's the only thing we, up to that time, it was all newspaper. Was personally implicated.
Yesterday. Since you said when charges were reported to have been made in secret session to the Senate committee yesterday, that a member of the White House staff, John Dean, was implicated in the planning of the burglary of the Democratic headquarters. Mr. Dean came to the president to suggest that he be permitted.
You want to put it further in the public? In the Watergate case, is that what we want to say? approval of the president. Why did you say with the approval of the president? The president has authorized Mr. Dean, rather than to waive, he's authorized him to waive.
I'm saying he's authorized the waiver of executive privilege.
He's authorized the waiver, the waiver, that he waived the usual, I would say, that he waived the.
I don't want him to waive.
You're the one who waived. The president has authorized a waiver of executive privilege.
Right.
The
former manager in the sense of.
Well,
no way to get one of it. No waiver of executive privilege regarding.
Yeah.
Any personal involvement. Testimony involved. Testimony regarding.
Has authorized a waiver of executive privilege. A waiver of executive privilege with regard to matters pertaining, to the criminal charges that have been made against Mr. Dean, that have been allegedly made against Mr. Dean. They don't want
to feel very strongly that you should say. Waiving executive privilege regarding his personal involvement in any criminal acts regarding
his personal involvement in any criminal
Thank you. would say that.
Sure. He could say it after. In other words, this is President's authorized to make this Senate. Then they could, first question, why does he go up to the Senate then?
Correct.
Then Trump could say it.
Well, he can say first because this is a criminal charge, a proper place for a criminal charge to be heard is here.
And it's pretty obvious now that you, the responsible, you're responsible by the Senate president, but we have made it clear that it's not the proper point to consider the matter of the discharge of the position.
Hi, how are you?
Are you panicking your feet up there?
Is your announcement made?
Thank you. looking at the way they write and so forth and so on. They'll still write their stories.
Well,
you're getting it out to an audience on parallel. If they will pick it up, they'll be playing on it. If they don't, then they probably do it the other way.
I think that's quite true. I don't think it may find one of them can answer, but I think as much as I'm saying, as much as they have here, they're going to be awful busy with that. They will. I would have to agree with that. The morning news, yes, but then the afternoon news tomorrow. Now, what they may very well say to the deal, you can see them rather than saying, hastily. Presidential address to the nation designed to cover up the attention focusing on the Watergate. The president tonight will speak from the Oval Office and will take me out of the White House. If he does, I can see what. I mean, if I leave this office, but I even better be right by the script. Response to the Mitchell Post Other member of the White House staff, who's called a grand jury.
That says we expect other charges to be made. What about going the other way and saying this policy is consistent with the president's directive?
Yeah.
To all members of the White House staff to cooperate fully, right?
Yeah, I would bet.
With
this
all
policy,
proper.
This policy, that's better. This policy is this carries out. This carries out the policies that the president's consistent policy. That all present former members of the White House staff will cooperate fully with the grand jury. That's a very good way to put it.
Rendering all other law enforcement agencies, but the practice of the grand jury.
That's
good. Instead of law enforcement,
that's something that would put that. John, I feel that I know that it overrides the group, but I feel that I'd rather look in the morning. I don't know why it's been pushing to get it done. My thoughts around that are briefly, but I think that it's calling doesn't appear that we were rushing it. And also, I think instead of talking about Mitchell, which is really the subject that was there, it's going to be up there in the planet. I think in the morning,
and waiting one day is no problem.
So just don't like the idea of a hastily call is going to be that. Nobody can avoid a hastily call or an unusual thing. Responding to the criticism, stunned by the criticism from the public resources, and that comes on just before the president goes on at 9 o'clock. Now, what else comes on before 9 o'clock? It goes on. They think about Watergate. The president speaks about it in some commentary. They say he didn't answer the charges about Watergate. People will hear that, but in the morning they will read this and come on and answer that. No, they won't read it. That's the point. No, I'm lying. And here's my reason why I hope that the great majority of people that those papers don't believe that much. The great majority will be hearing it tomorrow night. And all my members are going to be tomorrow night. That's for sure. Now, they may say tomorrow that if we do this, the president will then basically. Thank you. see the Colonial Beach without even sitting. So they sat there and not argued at all our position. Then I'm like, why did you get here from your hand? Start by getting on the written and correct side, or it's a new voter center, he can say the exact question of this paper. He just has to be right about that in perception. Start with the second, better thing is that we would cooperate with the other possibility, which would be a better position. And see where that leads us. You can do that, or you can stonewall, which is another way. The other way to do it is stonewall. But I think the stonewall will only work with the better water game. In other words, as long as we can sense, as far as the White House staff is concerned, I prefer to have groups and politicians. I prefer to have the water game. Strategy, how about starting there? Say now, it just isn't going to be possible for us to send anybody up to it. But at the same time, we want to tend to give the information that you're entitled to. Bear in mind, we send marshals, we send sergeant on arms. We're going to be standing there, we're going to be yelling that you can have the information. So that we can clear the audience and get some kind of a keystone top operation. So, how do you want to have the information now? Do you want to have it informally in conversation? Written form, you want to have an interrogation, we notice that you put quite a premium on cross-examination. As we notice in the paper, you put a big premium on cross-examination. How do you want to have it in that context? Because you aren't looking at the bodies.
Take a deposition, for example.
You take a deposition, you, the ranking member, your counselor would take a deposition. Or you call your counselor to take a deposition.
Then, as a last resort, we would say, all right, an executive session, all members of the committee would participate in the proposal. But it would take place on neutral ground.
On neutral ground, because tell me, it involves Senator Farmore, as you argued, that you argued the other side of the case in the Supreme Court. But if they based on neutral ground, you would be there. Where a matter of privilege came up,
might be some kind of a party in interest. I don't foresee that, but it's conceivable. At the very least, I would be a witness regarding the circumstances of the police department or the Secret Service reporting the incident to me. That's right. Now, I don't know whether that's disabling in the sense that I'm sitting down with Baker and Irwin. In their eyes, I could understand Irwin taking the position. I don't want to talk to anybody who's liable to be a party in interest in this thing. Seem to be prejudicing.
Is it
the probity of the investigation?
How can we find out whether or
not? I call on the Baker next game.
You call on the Baker next game. The president of the government is sure not involved in these things.
I'm saying I get rumors all over town.
Yeah, tell me. The vice president has reported to the president.
Thank you.